Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. Praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women Award Global Ministry. And on this Monday night evening, this is our study, End Time Men and Women of War, studying the Word. Hallelujah. I just want to call our Bible class to order tonight, and I'm going to sing a hymn, read a scripture, and pray. And I just want to ask you all to join in out in radio land, please. Join in with us. We thank and praise God for another opportunity, giving reference to the Father, who is my life and everyone in their respective places. I thank God tonight to be in the house of God. So we're going to go with our devotion now. Amen. I need thee, oh, I need thee every hour. Scripture reading will be coming from Proverbs chapter 22. Hallelujah. A good name is rather to be chosen than great riches, and love and favor rather than silver and gold. The rich and poor meet together. The Lord is the maker of them all. A prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself, but the simple pass on and are punished. By humility and the fear of the Lord are riches and honor and life. Thorns and snares are in the way of the froward. He that doeth keep his soul shall be far from them. Train up a child in the way that should go. When he is old, he will not depart from it. The rich ruleth over the poor, and the borrower is servant to the lender. He that soweth iniquity shall reap vanity, and the rod of his anger shall fail. I have just read you from Proverbs 22, from the first verse down through the eighth verse. May God richly add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, but most of all, the doer of his most holy word. Father, we come on this evening humbly before your throne of grace, Lord, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin that we've committed against you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, if we offended anyone in any kind of way at any times in our life, Father, we ask your forgiveness right now in the name of Jesus. We ask you tonight, Lord, to search our heart, our mind, and our spirit. If there is anything in there that should not be, Lord, we ask you right now to send the fire of God down, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Burn that stuff out of us, Lord. In the name of Jesus, move it, take it out right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we ask you to create in us a clean heart and renew in us a right spirit and a sound mind on tonight. Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace this evening, just thanking and praising you for another opportunity to study your word together, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we asking you to cover our mind and our thoughts in the shed blood of Jesus. We asking you on today, Lord, to open up our understanding, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I'm asking you to let me lay my will down, Lord. I know nothing apart from you, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I'm asking you right now, Lord, to teach your people, let me decrease, that you, Holy Ghost, will increase and teach your people, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I give you praise tonight. Lord, we ask you right now, Lord, and we're thankful to you for being right in the midst. You say where two or three are gathered, there you are in the midst, and we thank you today. Now, Father, I ask you now to bind up the strong man tonight, Lord. Bind the strong man, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Bind up the strong man in every evil way, every evil thought, every negative thought, Lord, and every demonic thought, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Anything that try to come against our radio broadcast, Lord, it already tried, but it didn't succeed, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And I give you praise for it tonight, that I just didn't give up and throw my hands up, Lord, but you kept on telling me to press my way, and I did it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Just as you said, press, I press, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I'm so grateful. I'm so thankful. I ask all these things, hallelujah, in Jesus' name, Father, and for your glory. Amen and amen, and thank God. I thank and praise God again for another opportunity to be back in radio, on the radio broadcast, and to you, and you in radio land. We've been having some radio difficulties the last day or two, and it took me all the way up into the half hour before this time to get it straightened out. And I just almost threw my hands up. But I thank and praise God that he had me to keep pressing my way. I thank God today. You have to keep pressing your way when it's something, when it's kingdom building stuff. You know, the enemy fighting you on every hand, every side. I mean, he was throwing all kind of stuff at me. And I just kept on. I kept right on. So I thank God today. We're on back on the radio, and for the radio land people to be able to hear what God is saying and talking on this evening.
Yes, Lord.
So
thank you, Lord.
We're going to get ready to start tonight with our prophetic intercessors, because we're going to be going through this, because soon and very soon, you know, God is going to just change some things around. The other last week on Friday, we talked about the signs of the intercessory prayer gift and calling. And then we talked about prophetic intercessory prayer gift. So we talked about the strong sense of intimacy with the Holy Spirit. We talked about the spontaneous in the expression of your prayer gift. We talked about sometimes you pray in the realm of the mysteries, the realm of mysteries. And I'm still, that's something that we do need to probably discuss again, because I mean, you can say a mystery is that you don't understand where you are or the things that you're doing. Sometimes you pray in the realm of the mystery, and sometimes you don't know what you're praying for. Sometimes, like over the weekend, I went into prayer, and I just didn't know. I sit there, and I said, I'm going to sit here. And you know what? The Lord never changes. The Holy Ghost never changes. I sit there like I used to sit when I first started really, really getting into intercessory prayer. And I sit there and waited for the Holy Spirit to show up. I didn't say a word. I just sit there. And he showed up. And when I told you all, he used to rock me. He rocked me. He just rocked me. And I was saying, he's still doing the same thing. He rocked me, but it wasn't the same prayer. You know, it wasn't, I don't know how I used to pray, but I know I didn't pray like I pray now. And so he had me praying even in a different tongue. And when you go before the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, and you just give in, give your mind into him, he'll lead you into what to pray and who to pray for and what to pray for. And that's why I guess they say it's a mystery, because we don't really know. Even now, he give me some interpretation of tongues, but some of them he don't. And some of them, I guess, we're not supposed to know. That's why it's in another language, another tongue. And so sometimes, I mean, it's always different to me. It's always different. You don't have the same tongue all the time. And I'm telling you, when you, and I'm trying to put it in a way that you will understand what I'm saying. Like, when he used me the most, I'd be the tiredest. My mind be tired. I'd be just tired. Nothing I can do with my mind. He takes right over. He takes right over. Even when I'm in prayer, if I just give away to the Spirit and just don't say nothing, just, you know, I'm ready. You know, I'm ready. My spirit ready. My spirit man is waiting. I'm meditating, but I don't say anything. So then I know that he's going to do what he says he's going to do. He's going to come right on and speak. And as he rocked me, you know, I don't know what kind of song I was singing. I'm telling you, I don't know what was going on. I don't know what kind of song that was I sang. But it was a song, I don't know what it was, and maybe my husband can tell me, but it was 2:30 in the morning. And I sang that song, and the Lord just kind of ministered to me. And then he had me to start praying, and I just prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed until he was satisfied. I don't know what a whole lot of it was, but some of it he was putting it on my mind. When I tell you, a lot of times, what you're praying for in tongues, he'll put it on your mind. Because, like I say, I used to wonder, how in the world am I praying in tongues and I'm thinking about stuff? And I was kept asking myself, and the Spirit of the Lord just revealed that thing to me. I said, okay, Lord. Okay, Lord. I know now. But we have to press our way when we're doing kingdom stuff. We have to wait, give in to the Holy Spirit. We have to, and I'm getting, thinking about other stuff, but we have to give in, let the Holy Spirit take over, meditate on his word, let God do, the Holy Ghost do what he's going to do. That's what we have to do. And then, I don't know if you all ever heard of travailing in prayer. We talked about this, I think, Friday. But a lot of times, it's a sense of birthing. And when you, it's like the purpose of God. You're birthing the purpose of God. And you may have experienced just not being able to say anything, just groaning and weeping and crying and mourning, like, you know, and I don't know if you ever experienced that. I have. Just couldn't say nothing. I just wept until, you know, whatever it was, it passed. Because I'm telling you, sometimes you get in that travailing stage of prayer, just travailing, just crying. Sometimes, and I still do it every now and then. I still get in that place sometimes where I have to just cry and cry and cry and cry and cry. And sometimes I don't know what it's for. A lot of times I don't know what it's for. I just cry and cry. And I start off trying to pray and it doesn't get anywhere. It doesn't go far. And I end up crying and crying and crying. And so I know that's travailing in prayer. And we, a lot of times we have to travail in prayer. We have to go for it. Because, and especially when you're an intercessor, because, you know, if you don't know how to get that off of you when you're praying and interceding for people, it weighs on you. It weighs on you, and you carry that around. You carry it around, and you're thinking about it, and you know, it's on your mind, and you know, you're carrying it. So a lot of times you be ready to release it. You be ready to give it to God, release it. And believe me, he ready for you to give it to him too. That was one of the things we talked about last week. And when you have a prayer assignment, it may feel as though you are personally involved and invested in the situation. You may have a sense of identification in the spirit with those you are praying for. You may feel what they are feeling or sense God's heart toward them. And you may be praying for somebody that's in the family or somebody close, a friend or cousin or whatever it is or whoever it is. And you care, just like I said, you carrying that thing around with you. You have to learn how to release. You may feel what they're feeling or sense God's heart toward them. A lot of times when you're praying, you can pick up conditions. You can pick up their feelings and what they thinking just about. Sometimes you can, you know, you can kind of know and discern what they're going through and stuff when you praying for them. And then we talked about knowing the secret place of prayer. Your prayer life is often hidden and sometimes not understood or appreciated by people. However, your reward is found in the presence of God. And it's a lot of times we pray for people, they don't even know we're praying. A lot of times, even when we are disgusted with a person or when we hate a person, people say, well, oh, no, I'm a believer, I don't hate, but I have hated, believe me, and I'm still the same person, and I have hated. But, you know, I had to pray and ask God, how do I get rid of the hate? Not hurt, but I'm talking about hate. I was hating some church folk, believe me. I had got church hurt, but I was hating them who hurt me. And but the Lord told me I had to go, I had to pray for them people, and I had to mean what I said. I had to mean the prayer. I had to really mean what I was praying. And at first when I started praying, I didn't mean it. I was just praying because God said I had to. But the more I pray for them, the more I start feeling for them. Then I start meaning it. Then I could kind of look at their picture. I couldn't even look at their picture without feeling some type of way. And I said, Lord, I just can't, because how can I preach and teach somebody and I got some hate in my heart? I had to hurry up and get that thing out, but it didn't hurry and leave. It took some time. It took some time. But you have to keep praying for the person that hurt you, because if not, you will really hate them. You'll hate them. And you don't want that. God don't want us hate nobody. So, and then not your brother and sister in Christ, but, you know, you people do you like that, and you feel like, you know, how can you do me like this? How? And we all serve the same God. But, it's, you know, it's sometimes it be tests and lessons and all kind of stuff you're learning from what you're going through. So, but that's how you get past hate. You pray for the person and really mean what you're praying. And we pray, and a lot of times we don't tell people we're praying for them. We don't tell, you know, we don't just go tell a person, you know, I've been praying for you. It's hidden. We don't have to tell them, because God know we're praying for them. God know what we're saying and doing. So our reward is in the presence of God. Our reward is when we go before the Lord on behalf of others, and then he take care of what we need. Because we don't go in there saying, Lord, bless my and bless my children, bless my husband, bless my house, and bless my car. We don't go before the Lord saying that. We go before the Lord praying for other people. And that's the way he wanted to be, want us to be. And that's the way it should be. Mm-hmm. I pray for my husband, sometimes my children, but I don't always, every chance I get, that's the first thing I holler, Lord, bless mine, I and mine. No, because if you do what he called you to do, he's going to take care of you and yours. Believe that. He'll do just that. Okay, and the deep, and we talked about you experiencing a deep sense of satisfaction in prayer, especially in being at the right place at the right time for your assignment that God will give you to pray on another person's behalf. And a lot of times, like I said, and I gave this example before, where I missed my opportunity. God used to do it all the time, I guess, to see was I paying attention. And sometimes I wasn't. Sometimes I wasn't, because that girl at Snook's on King's Highway, she showed out of county, out South St. Louis. She walked up to me. I was standing waiting across the thing, and she said, she walked up to me. She said, you know, I got pancreatitis. I said, you do? I said, I'll be praying for you. And just walked off. But God intended for me to stop right there, right then, and pray for her and encourage her. And I didn't. And when I got in the car, started up and pulled off, he said, you missed it. I said, I couldn't find the lady no more. Couldn't find her. Mm-mm. She was gone. That was my chance. That was my opportunity. We got to learn to take the opportunities that God give us. When somebody say they hurting or they sick or they down or they need or whatever, whatever we doing, we need to stop and pray. And pray. It might have been an angel. I don't know who that was. But that was my opportunity that I missed, and I learned even before then, that you have to, every opportunity means something to God. Because he building our character. He growing us up. And we got to always be focused and in tune with him. We can't be so busy and caught up with other things in life that we just, you know, kind of push him to the side. Now, wait till I get through with this. I'm combing my baby's hair and plaiting it up. No. I'm washing dishes or I'm sweeping the floor. No. I got to run to this grocery store. Nope. God will do these things for you if you do what he called you to do. Mm-hmm. And you may have been sent by God to be in a certain place at a particular time to intercede on behalf of a situation, a person, or even a region, a city, a state. Especially if you're a prophet intercessor operating in the prophetic office of ministry. You know, if you operate in that office, he'll give you reasons like I told you all before. And it, you know what, there's so many things happening. We are assigned regions to pray for different regions, different cities, different states. When I pray, and I shouldn't have just a pick, but I pray for what God have given me to pray for. I pray for Michigan and this region. I pray for Illinois, Missouri, and that region and city and state. I pray for those three. Sometime I pray for Mississippi in that region. But believe me, Michigan is the worst region, believe me, because there's so many Arabs here. It's so many. And it's so many. All I can say is it's so many. And we need the prayer here because, you know, they brought that statue of that ghost head. I forgot the name of that statue. They brought it here. And it's somewhere here. They supposed to took it to Oklahoma. But I still think it's here. And they have a witch temple right downtown Detroit, a big temple church. Right down, not church, but temple, right downtown Detroit. How in the world can they have a church, a temple, a witch temple? It's just, it's so many, and I guess because there's so much water and all this marine spirits, all this kind of stuff, I was sent here and to do that. I know why I was sent here. But we're all assigned to something. Dealing with prayer in a region, in a state, because you're all a prophet called by God. And you got to do your assignment. You got to do what God has called you to do. It's good to intercede and pray for people, but you have regions. You have cities and states that you should be interceding. We ought to pray for our leaders. Anybody that has rule over us, we should keep them lifted up, asking God to give them a right mind. We should do that. Those are some of the prayers we should be praying because, hey, they can go off their rocker and even Obama and all kind of war. We should keep praying. Those are some of the things we should be praying and interceding for. I don't know what your assignment is to pray for, but you ask God, he'll let you know. Here's one that says, one of your challenges has to learn to fully release the burden of the spirit in prayer, not to hold on to it. You have to also learn not to personalize or hold on to the emotions that identify or identification. Or anyway, what it's saying is you have to let that stuff go. You have to let it go. And I used to carry it around, but I started letting it go because it'll wear you out and wear you down. It will wear you out and wear you down. The prophetic intercessor is someone who has a fivefold ministry office of a prophet. That's in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 through 13, and who also has a primary calling and gifting of the intercessory prayer. See, most of the time, prophets have at least five gifts. At least five gifts. And God will give you discernment and God will let you know which gifts you have. I can't tell you all of them, but God will let you know the gifts that you have. And that's when you have the fivefold ministry, you are called to the office of a prophet. You know, so with that being said, we need to know our callings and giftings. That's what we need to know. We need to know that prophesy means to hear from God and then to speak or act on God's behalf. When we pray prophetically, we lay down our own imagination, desires, and burdens and depend on Him to show us what to pray for, what our agenda is. He reveals to us what He would have us to pray for. In order to pray this way, we must position ourselves to hear from Him. We have to position ourselves. Prophetic prayer is one of the sessions structures that can be used powerfully in church or in the house of prayer. The practice of prophetic prayer is a foundational strategy of intercession. Okay, like foundations of prophetic prayer. Jesus taught that all God's people can hear His voice. Over in John chapter 10, verses 2 through 5. But he that enters in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter opens, and the sheep hear his voice. And he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. That's verse 3. Verse 4 says, and when he put forth his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of a stranger. So, we can hear his voice. God's people can hear his voice. And we know when God is talking to us, a still, small voice. 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and 1 says, pursue love, yet desire earnestly spiritual gifts, but especially that you may prophesy. When we pray prophetically, we will learn and be exhorted. 1 Corinthians 14 and 31 says, for you can all prophesy one by one, so that all may learn and all may be exhorted. And I'm going to turn to that right quick, because that is a serious statement there. You can all prophesy. 1 Corinthians 14:31. I'm going to start with, I'm going to start with 26. How is it then, brethren, when ye come together, every one of you have a psalm, hath a doctrine, have a tongue, have a revelation, and have an interpretation? Let all things be done unto edifying, because tongues edify. If any man speak in an unknown tongue, let it be by two, or at the most by three, and that by course, and let one interpret. But if there is no interpreter, let him keep silent in the church, and let him speak to himself and to God. Let the prophets speak two or three, and let the other judge. If anything be revealed to another that sitteth by, let the first hold his peace. For ye may all prophesy one by one, that all may learn and all may be comforted. And the prophets are subject to the prophet. So that means, let the prophet speak two or three, and let the other one judge. If anything be revealed to another that sitteth by, let the first hold his peace. So if God is working, if you are prophesying and God reveals something to another prophet, then you just hold on. Let him say what the, if the Lord is bidding him to speak, then let him speak. Because the prophets are subject to the prophet. And it says, if any man speak in an unknown tongue, let it be by two or most by three, and let one interpret. I've heard people say that they heard that you couldn't interpret tongues. But I know God gave me interpretation of tongues at some time, sometimes when people speak. But if there be no interpreter, let him keep silent in the church, and let him speak to himself and to God. So, when we pray prophetically, we will learn and be exhorted. For you can all prophesy one by one, so that all may learn and all may be exhorted. And then we have intercession, prophetic intercession. And I was trying to just wait a minute before I go into that. And they begin, okay. And then here's, I'm not going to pray this, but I'm just, some of the ways the Holy Spirit speaks to us. This is just some of the ways. Through scripture and song, and I know you all already know that, through or in a still, small voice. The Holy Spirit speaks through impressions in the mind, simple thoughts. See, that's what, because, and I'm just going to start from the scriptures. You can pray. Sometime when you don't have me to go and pray, he'll have me to go and get the Bible, or I go in my office and I'll sit there. And like the other morning I did, and when I was looking, getting ready to look over some scripture to preach, and when I went in there, I opened it up to Isaiah, I think it was 59, I opened it up to, and something happened, and I got up. And when I came back, let me see, and I'm turning to it because I don't want to, yeah, that's what it was. And when I came back, I picked up the Bible and he said, turn. I turned the page and it had the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because he have anointed me to preach the good tidings. And I said, Lord, look at you. But I'm sitting down there trying to find something to talk about. And he's letting me know that I've anointed you to preach the gospel. So all you got to do is just study. You're already anointed. My word is blessed. What more do you need? So then he started giving me different scriptures and things, holy conversation. That's what I came up with. But he had two or three more other things. And my daughter, she and I was talking that day, I think before I preached, and she, or maybe even after, I don't know. But she even spoke, it was before I preached, because she said moving forward, he gave me that to preach on. And I was like, and I'm saying, Lord, which one? And I had looked in the Bible. It was funny, everything I was touching was saying something about holy or holiness. And I knew he wanted me to talk about holy conversation. So a lot of times, it's different ways that he'll speak to you. Even in song, you can be ministered to, and he can talk to you through song. And then, or singing. And then, in a still, small voice. I'll be hearing them just as plain and clear, just as plain and clear. And it's, and a lot of times she speaks to me and Apostle Deans at the same time. We saying, girl, stay out of my head. I'm not in your head. He is telling me the same thing. That's what it is. So that's just some of the ways the Holy Spirit speaks to us, through impressions in the mind, because he sure will speak to you in your mind. Just a little simple thought. People try to make it, oh, so this and so that. Just a little simple thought. He'll talk to you. He's so simple for you. He'll talk to you in vision. He speaks to you through visions and dreams. And by words and symbols. A lot of times, we don't even know we have a vision. We know we have dreams. But we don't even know we have, I don't know, I'm going to say that. I'm just telling you, sometimes I don't even know I'm having a vision. I sit up on this bed, this my prayer closet, everything right here on my bed. And a lot of times, and my husband could be in here and can be watching TV, and I'll go somewhere, or I'll be in a trance or whatever it is, and he'll be sitting up looking at me like, where did you go? I don't know, and I could tell him what happened and what I saw, everything, but I'm gone, and it's been doing me like that, but that's God, that's the Holy Ghost, that's the Holy Spirit, and, you know, we know that it's vision, dreams, and trances, and some other things that we were studying before, how God can speak to you and through and use you in. He can also, the Holy Spirit speaks to you by words and symbols. Because sometimes, like I told you before, you only hear one word. And folks think you're supposed to just make up something. Nope. I told you when I got ready to move here to Michigan, and this young lady heard I was coming, so they gave her my number, somebody did, and she called me and heard, I heard you was moving here to Michigan. I said, yes, I was still in St. Louis. And she said, well, I just need some prayer, and I need to hear a word from the Lord. And so I prayed for, and I didn't hear anything but one word. She said, is that all? I said, that's all I heard. I said, just know this, I'm not finna lie on God. I ain't finna make nothing up. I'm not finna lie on him. If you want to hear something else, you better have to wait or call me back later when he can tell me something else. He spoke one word. I gave her the one word. That wasn't the first time. That wasn't the first time God did that. See, I've heard a lot of people say, well, you have to just you know, you can hear a word and you can already know what he's talking about. No, you don't know what he's talking about. You gonna add what you want to add to it? Mm-mm. That's not what you're supposed to do. You have to let him speak, because sometimes the Lord will give you a word, and you won't get the other half until 2 days later. What are you saying? And you be saying, okay, Lord, that's what it was. But you can't add what God is thinking and speaking, and you don't know. All you do is read between the lines. I can't read between God's lines. And he don't want you adding to his word or taking away from it. But you got to speak exactly what you hear. That's prophecy. You're prophesying. You're speaking the word of God. Preparation for a prophetic intercession. You ask the Holy Spirit to convict you any unconfessed sin. Unconfessed sin can often block our ability to hear from God and also hinder answers to our prayers, and that's in Psalm 66, verse 18. If you have any unconfessed sin, that's why before I start asking God or praying anything, I repent every time, because I tell you, it will block prayers. It will block the answer to prayer. You want your prayer answer, you go by it the right way. Because if you repent, God going to forgive you. And it's like you going clean before or naked before the Lord. You ain't got nothing on you because you just repented. So whatever it is gone. Whatever it was is in the sea of forgiveness. Now you can go before the Lord. Choose to lay aside any personal prayer burden or desires. Anything that's heavy on you, any of your desires, put it to the side, lay it to a side, and go into intercession. In Jesus' name, bind the influences of any vain imagination. Now, what I'm teaching now is preparation for a prophetic intercession. In Jesus' name, bind the influences of any vain imagination. In Jesus' name, bind the influences of any demonic assignment that would try to interfere with your hearing accurately from the Lord, because believe me, that's as sure as you go in for prophetic intercession, that thing coming right, he just right there trying to see what he can do. Invite the Holy Spirit to fill you afresh with his presence and wisdom. And thank the Lord ahead of time for what you are going to receive, and wait in silence, expectation, or expecting him to speak. See, when we getting ready to go in prophetic intercession and prayer, listening to the Lord, we do have to bind the strong men. There's no need of binding demons up until you bind the strong man first. You have to always bind the strong man first. Then you can bind demons and ask the Lord to bind them up and stuff like that. Any influence of any vain imagination, anything you start thinking about, imagining and things, that's not empty imaginations. And the influence of a demon that's assigned to mess you, whatever you finna say up or do or whatever you finna hear. He's right there trying to whisper in your ear too. And then you invite the Holy Spirit to fill you afresh. that anointing to fall on you. Ask the Holy Spirit to send anointing. And thank God ahead of time for what he's going to tell you. So you have preparation. That means worship is in an excellent way to start your preparation for your prophetic intercession. In worship, we can focus on God, magnify him. Y'all know how to praise and stuff like that. And then you wait. Like I told you before, I went in there Saturday. I just sit there about 5 minutes or so. And so I will be given for intercession to wait on the Lord and to hear from him. I waited. I just sit there and I waited, and I was expecting. But I waited, and it's a thing like this. When I was sitting there waiting, I knew it was somebody in the room. I could feel the presence of him in the room. I could feel his presence before he did anything to me. I knew he was there. So I just waited. And I don't know when he started rocking me. I don't know when. But when I realized it, that's how it is with me. I don't know about anybody else. But when the Spirit of the Lord come upon me, when the anointing come upon me, it's like you're not all at yourself. You're not. You're partially there and partially not. And that means that he has control over the part that you don't know. So it's like that part when he started rocking me, I didn't even feel that part. When I knew anything, I was rocking back and forth, just back and forth. That's the way he used to do me when I stayed in Maryville, Illinois, just rock back and forth. And then the tongues came and whatever it was that he wanted to do. But I went there. I said, I'm not going to go into prayer. I'm just going to sit here. And I did just that. So a lot of times in our preparation for intercession, we should just go and wait. We should just go and meditate. Don't clear our minds of anything that, you know, may have just happened, or you just may have talked to your husband or your sister or your children or whatever. You got to get that stuff out of your mind. Clear your mind. Let it go. And sometimes you can sing or whatever, however it takes you to get your mind clear, you know, and let the Lord, the Spirit of God, take over. And sometimes I just kind of speak in my mind to myself and just ask the Lord to speak to me. And I'm just sitting there waiting and expecting, and that's what we have to do. Do we have any questions on tonight or comments? You know, a lot of times, and I hope you all understand, and I'm sure you probably do, what I'm talking about, because you need to always know that when you're a prophet, he will speak to you, and you're expecting that, but you should always know that he's listening, and he wants you to understand. And that's why he got me on this prophetic intercession, because this is that time, and we need to know it. We need to be right in it. I'm telling you, if it's something that you don't understand, and you want to understand, and don't want to talk on the radio broadcast, call me. You know, but a lot of us, we do. We don't have little babies on this radio broadcast. We may have some out in radio land, but on the radio broadcast, We don't have little babies. We have prophets. But if you need to know anything, just feel free to call me, because you're gonna. If you have not experienced anything, you will. Yes, you will. If you have not done it as of yet, you are going to begin experiencing the preparation part and the things and how you feel. I have to tell you how I feel and the things that I've been through, and how it feels to me, you know, when you can just read the scripture and the anointing fall on you, you hot all over, and or sometimes to hear, let you know it's him. He'll just make your ear burn or your eye, one eye be burning, just heat in it and nothing you can do, or it'll feel like a furnace on one side and the other side is cool. You know, stuff like that. He'll let you know, I'm here. I'm here, it's me. I don't care what, it's me. You know, one feet on fire, one not. He will let you know in word, or to me, and it said words and symbols, but he'll let you know in so many other ways. Because I'm telling you, he is letting, I know I've been through different little stuff, and it's not scary, it's just kind of strange. It's just kind of strange, you know. So you'll know nobody could have done it but the Lord. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I'm not going to hold or prolong. We're going to start on Thursday night. No, Thursday night is our prayer and intercession and praise, prayer, and prophecy. But on Friday night, we'll come back and we're going to go through some more of prophetic intercession and the prophetic prayer. It'd be so good to me. I'd just be reading and learning more, and reading and studying and learning more, and it's just so good to me every time, each and every time. It doesn't fail. So anyway, I'm not going to keep you all. I'm so, like I said, I'm so thankful that I didn't give up, because I had got to the point, you know, that I said, well, maybe we just need to go to the conference line. But I'm so glad I didn't give up. It took me, I'm telling you, it was half hour before time to start before I got it all straightened out. The Lord got it all straightened out. I ain't did nothing, but the Lord did. So if it's no questions or comments or anything, I'm going to get ready. We're going to get ready to close out. And I just want to encourage everyone to stay before the Lord and stay prayerful, because we're living in a day and a time and an age that we don't know what's going to happen next. So, and we need to pray for some of these people that's getting killed and wounded and stuff. And, you know, those are some things we can pray for and ask God to encourage their wives and stuff like that, or their husbands. So, anyway, I'm going to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just thank and praise you for another opportunity to come together in the study of your word, Lord. I just, first of all, I give you all the praise today and the honor. Father, we love you so much. We love you, Father. We just love you so much, Father. I thank you for being my Father. I just thank you for sending your Son. And I thank Jesus for sending the Comforter back, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I'm asking you now to cover each person up under the sound of my voice. Cover them in the shed blood of Jesus. Cover those out in radio land, their families, Lord. Bless them today in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you again for your word. We appreciate being in all together on one accord, Lord. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen. You all have a good rest of the night. I thank and praise God again for each one of you. You all in radio land, I love you all. And you can call me whenever you need me. Just give me a call. God bless you. You all have a good night. God bless.
Amen. God bless.